So yeah, I'm Lena and I'm with Final Girl today. Can you all introduce yourselves?
Yes, sure. I'm Mike.
I'm Jaden.
I'm Salem.
And when and how did Final Girl begin?
So it started when Salem and I were in high school. We were boarding class and I wanted to start a new band because I've been playing in an indie band up there, and I was starting to get a little tired of it. And so we started Final Girl as just kind of a way to be a little bit more emotionally expressive and kind of think about where we're coming from as people and kind of pull from some of those influences that we have kind of in our relationship as creatives, artists.
I was the last original member invited because Jaden didn't want to sing.
Yeah, I didn't want to sing.
So what do each of you do in the band, or what instruments do you play?
I play guitar and sometimes I do backing vocals.
I'm the vocalist. I don't play anything.
And I'm on drums.
So I talked to you guys before about this, so listeners don't know, but what has your experience been like with an ever-evolving lineup?
It's been interesting. It's been a fun challenge, but it's a little complicated at times.
Nobody's ever left on bad terms. It's usually just scheduling. So.
Yeah, it's cool to kind of get a feeling for what other people are bringing in and kind of pull from some of those things and get new ideas. But I think we've kind of settled into a consistent lineup, so that's pretty cool.
How would you describe your process for making music?
Extremely collaborative. Everybody usually brings in a song or like a riff or something, usually just like a fragment. And then we'll kind of build it from there as a group, see what we like, see what we don't like, see kind of the direction we want to put it in, listen to similar songs, and just kind of figure out a structure. And then Salem will go off and kind of write lyrics when we feel like the instrumental is completely done.
Okay. What are your influences? Like what bands you like and songs and stuff.
I feel most of the band draws from lots of goth and lots of bands such as that. I'm sure they can tell you more after I'm done. But my influence has been very different from theirs because I was telling them about this earlier. But I was actually, if I wasn't in Final Girl, I would have joined a ska punk band. So that's where some of my influences come from. That and like fourth and fifth wave emo. Like La Dispute, Michael Sarah Palin, lots of like technical stuff that I think translates really well to goth.
I pull a lot from goth, but I pull even more from bands like The Smiths and The Velvet Underground. I really like kind of very emotive, kind of noisier guitar parts and like something that kind of works as kind of a counterpoint to whatever the vocal is doing.
I pull a lot from goth music. I pull a lot from, but specifically like death rock. Like I like the traditional bands, but I'm not like more like a Susie and the Banshees kind of person. I more like Christian death and like Bauhaus and less synth heavy goth music and more like lyrical and raw.
What music did you listen to when you were young? Or I guess, when did you start playing music? What inspired you to want to do that?
I've always been listening to music. My parents always had it around the house, and it was just something that you could never really get away from. I picked up guitar when I was 9 years old, when my grandma bought me a cheap little Alvarez acoustic guitar and paid my neighbor to teach me how to play. And ever since then, I've just loved the instrument and I've loved finding new ways to play it.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was raised by two punks. So if it wasn't like scene music, my parents played a lot of Sublime. I really liked Sublime when I was a kid. That's like really bad, but
no, not at all. I love Sublime.
Yeah, it's really bad, but I really like Sublime. And my grandfather listened to a lot of classic rock, so I probably listened to, but mostly Sublime. Sublime was my favorite. Sorry, Mom.
That's I also grew up in an immensely musical household. My dad grew up playing ukulele, guitar, and my mom played lots of bass and piano. And my sister also played piano. So by the time I came around, they sort of asked me what I wanted to do. I picked drums. I was like 8 or 9, yeah. And then did it all through high school. And I think they definitely influenced me a lot because my dad more classic rock. And then my mom, she raised me on some goth music, but also lots of like alternative DIY stuff from like Michigan hardcore scene.
Okay. Do you guys have any advice for teens interested in being a musician in Bloomington?
Just do it. Like, we're not really from here, but it seems like a great community to experiment and let yourself kind of be creative. So I'd say just try, just do it. Like, there's no point in wasting time not doing something that you want to do.
Especially in a city like this, like where Jaden and I grew up, there's no music. There's like nothing to do. And still in high school, not so much Final Girl. The band that she was in before was like very popular in our high school. And here there's even more of a place to make music. So if we can do it, so can you. So just go for it.
Especially, like you said, yeah, especially in a place like this, if you aren't doing an effort, like make an Instagram account, get your name out there, go to shows, go to community events, whatever you can do.
Okay. We're going to play the only Final Girl song that's on Spotify right now, Crucifix.
But before we do, we just want to remind you that it is WFHB's Spring Fund Drive and Youth Radio is trying to raise $1,000. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Lucas. Thank you for supporting Youth Radio. Be sure to call 812-323-1200 or go online
at WFHB.org.
All right, now here's Crucifix.
She came in through the bathroom window to slit the heart that broke hers. You know you'll always be mine. In some sick way I knew was true. And as her words cut right through me, she held me for one last time. Tell the part I've seen, holding on to something.
So we're back. I'm Lena, and I'm here with Final Girl, and you just heard Crucifix by Final Girl. And I have about like one more question. So how are you guys preparing for the youth radio show on May 4th?
So we've been practicing a lot to try and get everything up to speed. We're going on a run of shows that weekend in Indy, Fort Wayne, and then the WFHB show. So we're trying to get everything ready to put on the best show and really encourage people to come out and support WFHB. It seems like a really noble thing to be doing.
You get to the stage of being a band, you're not like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. You're kind of, do I remember the song? I don't know.
Yeah. So we're just trying to make sure everything's on lock to put on the best show. And really, yeah, we really are excited to work with WFHB and help out where we can, because it seems like a really cool spot, frankly. Like, it seems you guys are really doing a really cool thing, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah, hopefully we will have more all-ages shows in the future hosted by Youth Radio, and this won't just be a one-and-done thing. But again, the show's coming up next weekend, Sunday, May 4th.
It'll be at Roses Midwest, which is under the Eiffel Building. It has a, it's going to be all ages from 6 to 9 p.m.
And a portion of the proceeds will benefit WFHB's Youth Radio, but it will also benefit the bands performing. If you'd like to show support for Youth Radio right now, you can give us a call. 812-323-1200. Or if you don't feel like talking to our lovely Nate out there, you can go online and pledge your support at WFHB.org.
Thank you to Final Girl for coming in. And we're going to play one more song.
Yeah. Do you guys want to introduce this song?
So this is a song by the band Moshlet Doma. If you were old enough or on the internet in like 2020, it went viral on TikTok.
This was everywhere.
Yeah.
It went viral on TikTok. And so everywhere also because, so if you were around during that time, you probably remember it. But if not, it's a really good song. And Moshlet Doma is a really good band. They're Belarusian. I think they're in the U.S. right now, though.
Yeah, they're in like Sacramento or something.
Stream Moshlet Doma.